New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We will get to some calls in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
So when I was doing some follow-up with those guys. So they did a little practice harvesting, just kind of checking some things out with their gear. Just remember this. So they're also First Rate Ag. They're big farmers. And guess what product they use on their own stuff, obviously?
What?
Their chemical protection, because they want the highest yields. That tells you everything. It's still a little wet. Things are a little moist yet.
Is that right?
Not ready to go.
Little moist.
Little moist. Look for the next... They're probably a week to 10 days out.
Okay.
A week to 10 days out.
Okay.
And up north, I said, it's way different looking than it is down here. It's incredible how the corn is still green up north.
Really?
They're a couple weeks behind. In the growing season, a couple weeks behind. It's like, well, Bert Lingenfelder walked us through this whole thing. Walked through the whole thing like that. We're up north, you're not getting yourself going until mid-October to late October.
So it's much different in the Beatrice area.
And you want to have it out by harvesting. You want it out by Thanksgiving. That's your big goal, to have it out by Thanksgiving.
I saw the corn harvested in Beatrice. I saw it on Monday.
Well, it's different up north then.
It is. Mm-hmm. Let's get to a phone call. We've got Nordic Bear has been patiently waiting on the hotline.
The Bear.
Nordic Bear, you're on an early break. What do you have just for today? What's your question?
Hey, what's shaking, boys? I called in earlier when you were talking about us getting pushed around on the O or the D line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you didn't really have an answer of why. So I'm wondering, why do you think we're getting dummied at the line of scrimmage on defense? And I'm not that impressed with the offensive line either. Like in the fourth quarter, seemed like we're getting pushed around there too. So I was wondering your thoughts of why we're actually not performing the way that we actually expected to this year.
Okay.
Well, don't you right away give the opponent credit? I mean, you and I, like Northern Iowa is notoriously tough. I mean, they haven't been great as a program in the last 3 or 4 years, but anybody in Iowa would tell you, no, that's a tough team. They're always scrappy. So I would give them credit. And I'd give Illinois credit just up front. They don't win all the time, but they won enough. I know you're getting tired of me saying it. That first down number is the one that bothers me the most.
It is a number that stands out. I would have to see more coaches film to see if it's if there is misalignments, if there's technique issues. I don't know. I would imagine this is complete hypothesis. I'm sure if you talked to someone on defense would say we need to play our technique better. That's what it'd be because they have, when you say body size, they have the body size. It's not
absolutely.
They're not undersized.
And they have some talent.
And some talent. Like we talked about, everyone talked about how good Nash and Ty are. And so those guys and the entire front, really. So I don't look at it as a talent deficit.
So most likely
it's going to be a technique. And then the other question is did the other team do something that created some sort of a air in your alignment.
Schematic
air. Was it they were just not lined up correct? That usually happens once. Usually it's fixed from the press box. And now when you have technology of the iPad, usually if you see something that's not right, it's like, hey, this is real simple here. We have to shift. Boom, we got to move over. It's unbalanced. You have to do this. Any little thing you have to be able to kind of get that done.
It's a hard question to answer that. It's hard. I mean, because you thought they'd be better. So I don't know. It's just something to watch. I mean, it's just a week-to-week evaluation.
I would bet from Coach Rule Talk today, he's going to say we have to play better technique. And usually that's going to be – D-lineman, it's always going to be with one big technique. It's going to be your hands. Playing with extension, playing with hands. Everything is played on defensive line like this, the lockout. Mm-hmm. And so they'll probably talk about that. But like I said, you have to really – you'll be surprised on how crazy things look when you really watch the game as a coach – off the film and off the tight end zone copy to see all the little things that are going on compared to TV copy.
I got a text, Bill, from a player who said, hey, Sip, when they're playing three-man front, there's going to be gaps. But they don't really play three-man front, don't they? Aren't they playing basically four when they move a guy up to the line of scrimmage?
They move a guy up. They're playing the whole concept of the 3-3-5 is when you line up in a 0 and 2 5s, the other D linemen, or however they can change them, the other D linemen that they create, a D lineman, through an inside backer or an outside backer.
Like Sherman moves up to the line.
Also could be a safety. Could be one of those guys. In some point in time, they create a four-man front.
Yeah.
Type of thing. You don't see him lined up just with
just
three guys. You'll see a fourth guy walk up.
Usually three down guys, though, right?
Usually three down
guys. And then one standing.
One standing. Yeah. And that, which is very common.
Yeah.
Very common. Yes.
So thanks for the
any phone. Other calls.
Thanks for the phone call from Nordic. If you have about two minutes here.
The offensive line.
You chime in 464-5685. Call us right now.
The offensive line through three games statistically was excellent. Remember Rule though last week wouldn't shower praise on him even though they'd only given up one quarterback hit. The big question up front right now is how will Gunner be? Gunner Gotula.
Right.
Gunner Gotula will be your starting left tackle. And he did hold up well. He jumped. He jumped in the overtime.
Yeah, the offsides, which, like I said, I'm watching football, and it is right away. It's like no, unacceptable, and that's what I would be too. I'd be unacceptable. I also saw 500 of them yesterday.
I know.
I mean, that was a little odd because Nebraska had the ball. That's odd because it wasn't that loud when Nebraska has the ball compared to the other side that when you're playing into that sort of loudness. But you see it all the time. There's not one time where you're just like going, we're not holding up at tackle. I didn't feel that.
No,
in the game.
I thought Gunner held in there really well.
I thought Gotula played really well. Yeah. Now to see the film, I don't know, but there was never a time they did a nice job of helping on some of the rushes. They chipped with the running back, and so that was interesting how they handled some of that. But I didn't feel that at all.
No, Gunner, I think he held up pretty well.
Like I said,
they had a shot play called on that first, according to Rule, on the first down in overtime, and maybe Gunner was just overexcited, you know?
Yeah, who knows with what happens right there? But I thought he played very well, so that means that obviously Coach Raiola had him ready to play.
Yeah,
when he came in, there was not like, okay, what are we going to do now? And that was the advantage of him getting reps early in the season too, that they've been in games.
Yep.
So that's a big advantage to be in games through that time. Mm-hmm. But now the whole issue now is always, but it happens. This is everywhere. Hey, Notre Dame lost two starting O linemen in the Purdue for
happens.
The season.
They've lost,
they're going to have losses like that. But now it's a little thinner.
I wonder
who goes down now at tackle.
Well, I think you'd move Mazuka out there. Yeah. I mean, I saw him taking like practice reps that looked like tackle steps.
Yeah.
Maybe out over my skis.
Tell me, walk into the tackle steps.
Looked like he was moving outside and like pass blocking.
Gotcha. Did Mazuka play?
He played on specials.
Did he? Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think that's the question. Will Mazuka be back this week? I don't think we know. I don't know that right now. It'll be a big question for Rule. Will he be back playing on the offensive line? I don't know. From yesterday, talking to some people, it didn't. Indefinite. I think Donovan will go to bat for him and try to do it, and the head coach will probably have to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, if he played on specials, obviously he wasn't suspended.
Right. Not suspended.
Not suspended. Yep.
No, he was suited up and playing.
Right, he's able to play. Yes. Yeah,
he's to play now with injuries there. Yeah. Before we get to the game show, on false starts real quick, there was an amazing thing that happened yesterday in the NFL.
What's that, Jake?
The Vikings-Texans game. Okay,
Vikings-Texans.
Vikings won 34-7 over the Texans. Big win.
Yeah, this is a big one.
In the first half, the Texans had 3rd and 4 at the Vikings' 25-yard line.
Okay.
They then had 3 consecutive false starts and went out of field goal range, had to punt from the 40. I have never seen 3 straight false starts.
I have not.
3 straight.
How many times did Nebraska jump it in Norman that Nebraska jumped
twice in a row.
Twice in a row.
It was not 3, though.
They had a bunch of jumps, though.
It was.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Uh-huh. It's funny NFL, when you,
I don't, you don't see that. You don't see that.
When you see the veteran teams, I remember watching, I was enthralled by it. Right, one of the first things I look at is how are people snapping the ball? I love looking at it. So I'm at that Chiefs-Bengals game. I'm sure we start about loud. That Chiefs stadium, oh, wow. That is loud.
So how, yeah.
Insane. And I'm watching the Bengals, no issues. It was all off the guard. Guard just looking back at Joe Burrow, boom, got it. Everybody's pointing their stuff out there. Boom, comes over for us right there. That boom, taps the center, and the ball snap. Taps the center, boom, 1,001, ball snap. I don't know if they jumped off sides all day, but they had a plan.
So how
and their
O-line do it?
Wasn't like, what do we do?
How do they
what
do it?
What do we do?
The
guard looks back at the quarterback. Quarter center, he's making his calls. Everyone's pointing what they're doing and stuff. Boom. All of a sudden, Joe gives him the signal, like the leg kick, like we're ready to roll. He's like, boom. He snaps him. Boom. Set. 1,001. Ball snap.
That's awesome.
The tackles know the ball snap.
They just look at the ball?
So even as a tackle yourself, you can kind of periph now. It's like, hey, we're not snapping it because the guard's looking back.
Okay.
Also now you, on defense, you use that for a clue. So all says like, hey, the guard's looking back. Don't show what you're doing. What it also gives you, though, on defense is a great jump on the ball.
Yeah.
Because you don't
see
him.
That's the problem.
You don't see him, boom, right. Back, and then go on two.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
No, that's not happening. So you know when the ball's
being snapped. You can time it up.
But on offense, you're like going, hey, listen, do not have an offsides. Do not jump. So we have to control the snap and when we're going to snap it. It's an advantage defense for that, yes. An advantage for the crowd. but yeah. we're not going to screw it up. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. the good teams don't screw it up.
That's interesting.
But yeah, three straight for the Texans.
And they were in field goal. They had a punt.
It's a bad day for the old line coach. It is. Yeah. It's bad.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's not good.
And Vikings win 34-7. So
good win for the Vikings.
3-0. They look great so far. Very impressive. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now.
Jake.
464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We did last week NFL player colleges. A little bit more specific this week because of so many backup QBs playing.
Okay.
Backup quarterback colleges.
Okay.
Where'd these guys go to school?
I think I'm going to get one.
We feel good about QBs, where they went to school, right?
We should.
You think you know where the NFL backup quarterbacks went? Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down Sip and Bill in trivia. The record is 19-17. You guys were 2-3 last week, but still
we won. Got a streak going. We're on a heater.
You guys feel okay about backup quarterback?
I think
colleges?
I'm going to get one. I'm going to know should. One.
Okay. If I know one, we might be okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how our caller feels. Greg in Milford, how do you feel about NFL backup quarterback colleges today?
We'll give her a swinger's chance, I guess.
All right, I like that. All right, Bill,
here we go.
Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Greg, first question to you. What college did Packers backup quarterback Malik Willis go to?
Malik Willis.
Yes.
Memphis?
No. The guess is Memphis. That is incorrect.
Let me take a guess.
Okay, now hold on. Okay.
I'm just guessing. I'm doing it. We're just going to live a little bit. Liberty.
Live a little bit. Oh, my God. Brilliant. Good job. I would not have gotten that.
He was with Hugh Freeze at Liberty.
We're out. I'm out, but we're up 1-0. I couldn't put us in a better spot.
No, you're fine. I did not know
we've
that.
Lost this before, though. We've done this before.
Have all these guys just played at one? If we just
I'm not going for you. I'm not going for any sort of questionable trip. All one school. I'm fairly certain that. Sip, first question up 1-0. What college did Saints backup quarterback Jake Haener go to? Bill has this one. He cannot help you, though.
Bill, I got to tell you, I have no earthly idea.
You better guess a school, though.
I will guess a school. Jake Haener. Don't write it down. I can't see it. We'll get disqualified. We'll get DQ.
The judges are watching closely right now.
Yeah.
I got to cover.
5 seconds. Five.
Jake Haener.
Oh.
Three. Washington?
Two. No. It is not. Don't say it yet. Do you want to go for that one or not? Greg?
Nope, not even.
What was it, Bill?
Fresno State.
That is correct. It was Fresno State, but still 1-0 lead to tie it up.
That was a layup.
I don't think it was.
To tie it up, your last question here, Greg, down 1-0. What college did Texans backup quarterback Davis Mills go to?
Don't know.
He started for a year for Texans, too.
Trying to remember. I remember him in college.
Five.
Dave Mills.
Four.
Marshall.
Good guess.
Did you watch a lot of Marshall back when he was in college? You said you watched him in college.
Pass.
Marshall.
Pass.
Good pass. That'd be Stanford.
Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Stanford
Jeez.
For Davis
For the win, Steve.
These are hard.
Yeah.
For the win.
If you get this right, you win. If you lose, if you get it wrong, he can still go the tiebreaker. Okay. For the win. Bill's out of play. What college did Seahawks backup quarterback Sam Howell go to? Started for the Commanders last year. Whole year.
Clemson.
This is unreal.
It's not good. What? You got to get this one, Greg.
What is it, Bill? Just tell me.
What? Don't say it.
I do remember watching this guy. He played for the Tar Heels.
Brilliant.
North Carolina is correct.
I don't recall that.
This is OT. We're in Nebraska.
Overtime.
I'm trying to remember. Was he Mac Brown's first quarterback there?
I might have been.
Possibly.
Went to the Commanders first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was
Trubisky with Mac Brown or not?
I
forget.
Mitch Trubisky.
He might have been with Mac Brown.
Pretty sure he was, yes.
Okay. All right. This goes to Greg, and you'll go over under Greg's answer.
Okay.
Greg, Drew Locke is the Giants' backup quarterback. how many touchdowns has he thrown in his four-year NFL career?
That's obscure.
That's what tiebreaker. You're not supposed to get it right. Just a random number.
4 years.
Yes.
If I remember right, I think he started 1 year.
He has played for the Broncos and Seahawks and now the Giants.
Do not. No hints.
Yeah. I'm just saying where he's played.
Give him a lot of hints.
Let's do 23.
Well, under. Oh. Under. We got the win.
You're saying under 23?
Yeah, under.
Oh, God! Gotta be kidding me.
He has thrown 28 touchdowns and 23 picks in his NFL career.
How did you lose? I'm going to say you lost that
know.
One.
I did.
So I'm gonna say
it's on the head coach. It's on the head coach.
Didn't he start for a year for Broncos?
He did.
Like
yeah, we should have. Yeah, we should.
I'm sorry.
I think
I got to apologize to the team.
He might have had 16 or 17
and this one's
touchdowns
on me.
That year.
Yeah, this guy's. This one's on me.
Greg, nice win.
Didn't know Hayner or didn't know Howell.
I need to be better.
Falling down the road, Greg. Nice win today.
Coach needs to be better.
We're almost back to 500.
Yeah. I'm under some heat now.
Thanks, Greg.
Management's watching.
That was rough. That was rough to be a part of.
That was a great game. That was an interesting one. Thank you, Jake.
Yeah, really interesting.
The famous Bobs.
It was pretty good.
Famous Bobs is interesting. You know, that's why it's a Wednesday topic. It's not a Monday topic.
Oh, man.
So what do you have today, Sip?
Press conference day, Bill. It's Monday, so around noon. I think there's pizza. There is, actually. Yeah, there is.
Awesome.
It's not as elaborate as it used to be. There used to be breakfast pizza and regular pizza. Now it's just regular pizza. And sometimes they would change it up and have lasagna. They can't do that because we don't do it on the sixth floor anymore. We do it in the Hawks Championship Center. But there will be pizza, and it's good pizza.
It's nice to get that little square. Let's get a square.
No, I'll probably get two.
Yeah, you gotta get more than one. One is tiny.
Also, and the first bite is really good.
Yeah.
The first bite's really
good. Yeah, it is. If you get Val's right out of the oven, it's really good. Yeah. Really good.
Very tasty. The spillover is next on the early break on the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.